This is called I'll Be Chillin'.
You Be Illin'.
Because I'm chilling. I know there was an illin'. They're illing in there somewhere. But anything you want to hear from them, two more hours to go. Send a request. Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Hitty, Nolan McGraw. Ryan Ripken is now joining us. We're gonna rip it with him. How you doing?
Oh, you're doing great. I'll be honest. A little exhausted.
Are you illing?
Am I illing?
Yeah. You be illing or chilling?
Sure. Right, you know, how about
that song came out before you were born? Nolan, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I think I'm older than Nolan, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? No, I'm kidding.
That came out before, 87,
yeah. Right? Back when we did the rapping in AB rhyme schemes, the cat wears the hat, sits on the mat.
Look at you on this Friday. But in general, rhymes. A little exhausted, though, Bob, because, you know, not only was Major League Baseball busy, but I did my show, The Ryan Ripken Show, yesterday. Said, you know what, we'll go live for a few hours. Ended up doing a 5-hour just on the deadline. And besides the Minnesota Twins, who sold the house, the Orioles were close up there, Bob, making all types of moves. So, yeah, a lot to talk about in the baseball
world. Yeah, we're getting mixed results from the fans in regards to Elias Sucks, what he did yesterday. And he did create the mess that put them in a situation where they're in last place and chasing 7.5 out of the wild card. Question is that I've had all along, can he really not rebuild, retool, reset, reload, whatever it is? Because there is a core that is in place. Speaking of that core, a lot of them in today's starting lineup. 220, Orioles taking on the Cubs. Jackson Holliday, Cade Horton, righty on the hill for Chicago. Jackson Holliday leading off second base. Jordan Westberg's at third base. Gunnar Henderson, shortstop. Adley cleaning up. 5 ribbies since his return. Muscles O'Neill has been on fire. He's in right field. Moo Man, a lot of Ks. He's in left field. Kobe Mayo, hey, get to know him. He's going to be your everyday first baseman, at least through the series against Chicago, because Mountcastle won't be back till next week. Dylan Carlson, center field. And Jeremiah Jackson is the DH. Today. So that's your lineup for Manzo taking on the Cubs. Then you go to Philadelphia. Orioles, that tough loss to wrap up the Toronto series. Then Mike Elias breaks up the band. So Ryan Ripken, I'll just go ahead and let you rip, and then we'll agree or disagree.
Okay, so let's rip. First off, you know, it was feeling better in Baltimore because you were taking care of business versus the Jays, and heck, you were a bad inning away from winning, or not only, you know, you won the series, but sweeping the AL East leading Blue Jays, you know, and you saw the offense. The things seemed to get together, but the Orioles made the decision, Bob, to sell off. And look, for a lot of different reasons, you know, I understand fans are disappointed. And maybe this is a good context here, because this isn't just Baltimore with the Orioles, because where they were, the Orioles had to make moves, and I can get into all of those throughout the 2 hours that we're here, but I listened to Bob Melvin of the San Francisco Giants, Bob, and Bob Melvin in the press conference, I think it was maybe 2 days ago now, he said, you know, we put the front office in a tough position on our side because we weren't winning games, and players on the Giants said, yep, we don't blame Buster Posey, who's their president and operations out there in San Francisco, because the Giants, who bought Devers earlier in the year, now sold off some key pieces as they move towards the rest of the season. So the example here in Baltimore, they made the choice that Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn were not going to be their priorities, at least going into the offseason. Expiring contracts, teams are going to be aggressive to get them, and they were. So a lot to dive in. The one piece, though, I think people want to know about is Ramon Laureano. We can talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. That lineup that you just read, and you mentioned Kobe Mayo, the blessing of this whole situation is that you must play your young guys moving forward the rest of the way. If you conceded, which this was the concession, the young guys like Kobe Mayo and whoever else is going to be a part of this, whoever relievers you call up, You need to know what you have, because the game plan into this offseason 2026, Bob, has to be so precise. You have to know exactly what you're doing the moment the season ends, and there can be no hesitation, because this team is still good enough with their core to go out and compete next year. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, I've been saying it, so I can't back down now like Tom Petty won't back down. But before we get to whether Elias sucks or not, and you know, a lot of people are on the, yeah, he does train for sure. And we're going to hear from Mike Elias, met with the media a couple hours ago. But the fans surprised that some of the people who were traded, have you not been paying attention? These outside of Baker, who was the first one to go, I was like, okay, where'd that come from? And maybe Arias. Every other player, and once Laureano started to heat up, and Morton the same, and with the bullpen needs with Kittredge and O'Hearn and Mullins, as you mentioned, you knew they were gone. And if Eflin was healthy, he'd have been gone yesterday, yep, too. That's what flummoxed me. It's like, why is everyone shocked at these guys getting traded? What did you think, you were getting Ronald Acuna Jr. back in, yeah, a trade, or some sort of stud Julio Rodriguez? That wasn't reality. Well, why didn't he get a major league ready guy? We got ends.
Hey, you
make
know,
ends meet.
I actually saw Dietrich Enns in person. He was on that 2021 Durham Bulls team, AAA of the Rays, that absolutely just lit up the Norfolk Tides. That, you know what? So in my eyes, he did very well, but he's going to get an opportunity there, right? That's on the small front. But here's the thing, Bob, and I would love if anyone, maybe call-ins later, if people are calling in.
Yeah, get in here. 410-583-1057.
I would love to answer and talk about this, because one of the things when I did the show yesterday, where let's talk about why people were upset with saying Cedric and Ryan O'Hearn, because the business side is you take the value, especially if their price tag might be too much in the offseason, and you got to address other needs. And you have players in your organization that you have to prioritize. And actually this time, prioritize. They need to play. Like Sam Basayo, to me, should be up in the next month. I expect him to be up in the next month. Kobe Mayo needs to play now with Ryan O'Hearn gone more, regardless of Mountie returning soon.
Sure.
Maybe Dylan Beavers, now that he's here, he's earned the right to be called up to see what he can do at some point in time, whatever it may be. But this is why fans, Bob, felt the way they did with guys like Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn, but mainly Cedric. You know, when you're a fan of a team, what do you want, right? You know, it's rhetorical. I'm going to answer it for you. What you want is you want to experience great moments. Now, most of that is around winning, right? Because aren't a lot of great moments around your team winning the division, winning playoff games, and winning a World Series, which fans haven't experienced in 42 years and lifetimes. I haven't seen it yet. But the other part is fans experience the great moments that players create for them. So Cedric Mullins, in this case, longest tenured guy with the team, circus catch, last one in Baltimore, was one of his best catches of his career.
Yeah.
And you come to know and love these guys because they can kind of embody you. I thought that Cedric embodied Baltimore. Gritty, showed up every day. And even when people doubted him and he had struggles, Bob, he didn't waver. He went out and showed up, kept going back to work, and put his head down and work through the failures. And I think that's why fans, it hurts, because you haven't had a guy that has stayed here, whether you're saying it's loyalty from the players or loyalty from the organization. We don't see the guy stay here for career-long moments anymore. So it hurts fans when you don't have the great moments that you're winning, and then you lose guys that really contributed to you being a fan of the team. And that's why Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn, who were embraced by the team, definitely is hurting that they're going somewhere else, but it was the right business move to do.
We'll come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. It's how you join us. Bob Hating, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We're ripping it with Ryan. Orioles in Chicago, taking on Cubs. 221st pitch. Gave you the lineup. Give it to you again. Gabe Lax, USA Today, grades the trades. And Ryan mentioned the Twins. I think Harmon Killebrew and Tony Oliva got dealt yesterday as well. Remember that 13-game winning streak of theirs? Guess everybody forgot about it all of a sudden. But the Yankees have proved themselves, and the Padres are in it to win it. I'm kind of rooting for them now.